Go Postal does not advocate or encourage the abuse of alcoholic beverages. We ask that you drink responsibly. If you feel you have a substance abuse problem, we encourage you to seek professional help. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Michael. So this is Go Postal. The podcast where we read you drunken ramblings, give you some fun facts, some history. Michael has a lovely game, Where the Fuck Am I? Where you have to guess where he's at this week, and I'm usually wrong. And
also, we can't all be right.
And also some famous drunks in history. So buckle in, because it's going to be quite a ride today.
Sure enough.
Michael, holy shit. I have had the most ridiculous week. Okay.
Let's hear it.
Hold on to your butts. Seriously. Okay. Do you want the crazy bad story first or the crazy fun story first?
Let's do crazy bad story and then we can palate cleanse with the crazy fun story.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. You know what I love about having a podcast? Just like Katya and Trixie Mattel say, it's our show, so we can say whatever the fuck we want because it's not your show. So because it's our show, I can call people the fuck out. So, ooh, it's going down. Okay. So I had been taught, and you'd think I would have learned my lesson after the Toronto mess. But I didn't, apparently. So I had been talking to this guy for about a month. I had matched with him on Bumble. And stuff just seemed to be getting in the way of us actually meeting up, right? So if it wasn't, something would come up with work, and then I guess he had a family member die, but we were talking all the time, every day, and things seemed to be going well. So when I got back from Toronto, we were supposed to meet up, right? So this was back on the 25th. And then he ghosted me, like, that day. Just stopped talking to me. Fast forward to last night, he messages me, right? And he's like, okay, I don't hate you. I still really, really like you. But I needed to find a way to meet you without you hating me. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, well, just be honest with me. He's like, yes, I have been catfishing you. I'm like, fuck. So I'm just thinking, oh, he's going to be like, you know, 250-pound nerdy gamer instead of this, like, hot, sexy guy that I thought I'd been talking to. No, he's like, everything I told you was true except, you ready for this? I'm married with two kids.
Ooh. Ah!
Like, what the fuck?
Oh, God.
I know. I'm like,
what a horrible person.
Right? Like, I knew something was up. Like, I just had that gut feeling, but I just, you know, sensibly kept ignoring it naturally as I do. I could not believe it. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, I don't even know, have the words. What a rat bag.
I know. And so I'm like, is this even your real name? He's like, no, it's this. And I'm like, so I'm debating on whether to actually say his name on the podcast or not. Cause like, I know he listens too.
That's pretty fucked up. And
so I'm calling you out.
You call him out
of shit who do catfishing. Don't do it.
Drag his ass.
It's not nice. So here's what I have learned from my Toronto mess and from I'm not gonna say his name. From asshat catfishing me. If somebody does not get together with you in a week after messaging you on a dating app, cut that shit loose. They are not worth it.
No.
So
not at all.
That's the lesson. Okay, so fun, crazy story. We all remember Dakota from a few episodes back. She is in a band called Graham Perry and the Afterthoughts. They're really awesome. Highly recommend them. Check them out. But they played a show on Thursday, and there were two bands from out of town. They're from upstate New York, and they were really, really, really good. And at the end of the show, the guy who put it together was like, well, these people need a place to crash. You know, does anyone have a bit of floor space available? And I'm like, I have a massive living room and really cool roommates. So I'm texting Erica and Catherine. I'm like, so there's six people that need to crash here. Can we let them stay? And Catherine's like, fuck yes. Cause she had been out drinking that night. And also fun story. Okay. So I'll finish this one. But so at the end of the night, I had six people and bands crashing at my house on the living room floor.
Nice.
It was fun. Yeah, they were good people. They were really, really nice people. But do you remember Jordy from Santa's Pub karaoke? He looked like Waldo.
Jordy, yes.
Yes. Okay, so Catherine likes going to Santa's Pub because she loves karaoke.
Yes.
Jordy has a thing for Catherine.
Oh.
Yes. And he's the one that gave her all this free beer from Yazoo Brewery because that's where he works, I guess. So I'm like, I couldn't believe it when I put the connected the dots. I'm like, wait, Jordy from Santa's, what? He wrote me a postcard. It was hilarious. I'm like, small fucking world.
Well, Santa's Pub.
Yeah.
I guess if that's your thing.
So yeah, that's been my week.
Nice.
Fans crashing, catfishing. It's been a good time.
Well, I guess we all learn these online dating lessons as we go through life. I have never been catfished. It was never really a thing when I was doing the online dating stuff. Maybe I have, and I just never knew.
Right.
But, yeah, people, especially in the gay community, it was very much like, oh, we didn't connect in 5 minutes and we're not going to go have sex. Okay. I don't want to be around you anymore.
Honestly, I don't even think that's just the gay community anymore. I think that's just online dating. They're like, oh, I'm a fuck boy. That's all I want. I'm like, fuck you. So I'm becoming a nun.
An atheist nun.
An atheist nun. Oh, God. Do you remember when I was first single and I was just like, I think my vagina has gone Tyler Durden on me. So, like, become a separate personality and was going out and trying to sign me up for nunneries because I just could not get laid. Like, it was determined to be an atheist nun.
Wait, do you mean nunneries in, like, a convent or nunneries as in Hamlet, get thee to a nunnery?
Nunneries as in convent.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Because that could have gone.
What's Hamlet?
Nunnery is, like, the Hamlet nunnery is like a brothel.
Oh! Actually,
get thee to a nunnery.
That might be a distinct improvement in my life, actually.
No, Carla. I would much rather see you become an atheist nun.
Yeah, than... I think that would work in my favor better. Like, less STDs.
Well, speaking of STDs and not wanting to talk about them, you said we got some really great responses from our random question of the week.
Yes, they were so good. Oh my God. Okay. So the random question of the week last week was, if you were a trucker in the 70s or 80s, what would your CB handle be? And so we got some fucking awesome responses on Twitter. So, okay. This was Gray from Graham Perry and the Afterthoughts. His handle would be Battery Acid Shampoo. Laura from Behind the Crime Podcast, her actual CB handle was Little Witch because her dad was Witch Doctor. I guess he was a trucker. I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah. The Irrationally Exuberant Podcast was Rusty Shackleford. What was that a reference to? Is that like Parks and Rec or something?
No. Rusty Shackleford. I know Shackleford was like a sailor or something. Oh, Rusty Shackleford is from King of the Hill.
Oh, yes. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
So this was Dave from Selling Out Show. Amazing podcast. Go listen to them. I will be co-hosting on it at some point. So his was my favorite. And it was Dong Dangle Big Stick Burnout. Drunk the Pod, who you'll hear a promo for them in a minute here. They had three different ones, and I liked all of them. So 1 Pound Chub, Grandma's Meat Pie.
Oh.
And Mayflower Spaghetti.
Okay. All right. I don't know what Mayflower Spaghetti is supposed to be, but I like the mashup of words.
I do too. Kate from Ignorance Was Bliss, as we all know her, she actually had one as well. It was Redbird's girl, and her grandma was Redbird. So I guess her grandma lived so far out of civilization that they didn't have a telephone until she was like 10. So they used CB radios to communicate.
Oh.
That's pretty cool. Kim from People Are Wild podcast, Stars and Stripes. Very patriotic, Kim. Eye for an Eye was Big Lee. Everybody's Got a Story podcast, Mr. Tabasco. I like that one. War Baby from Killer Kids podcast is War Baby. Murderish podcast is White Widow, because that's their karaoke stage name. That sounds like a strain of pot. Actually, I think it is a strain of pot. Jenna from Meet Me in the Woods was Poodly Woot.
Poodly Woot.
I love it. Tony, our friend Tony Lichty, was Big Gator. Like that one. And Richard from Learn Me Something podcast, another fabulous podcast. Check them out as well. Scuba, and he says, just because it sounds cool.
Scuba, spelled S-K-O-O-B-A.
Ooh, I like that. I forgot. And Anjanette was Mud Shark, which I like that too.
Mud Shark.
That's cool. Did you have one, Michael? Did you ever come up with one?
No.
See, I'd want something that, like, other truckers would just hate saying, like, Fluffy Sex Kitten or something.
My favorite all-time CB radio handle is from the Brady Bunch,
uh-huh.
And it was Carol Brady's CB radio name. Her name was Christmas Carol.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, man. I bet you Alice would make an amazing trucker.
The actress who played the original Alice from the TV show was a truck driver in the Brady Bunch movie and picked up Jan when she was trying to run away from home.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And that's where the trucker name Christmas Carol came in.
Oh. Alice.
I know too much about the Brady Bunch movies.
No, the Brady Bunch is like one of the best TV shows ever. A lovely lady. Okay. So, yeah, that's it. Thank you guys for participating. And I'll put out another random question next week and we'll see what we get in.
/ this week in this episode.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Well, no, I mean, like, this coming week, I'll put it on Twitter.
I'm Becky.
And I'm Mike.
And we are the hosts of Drunk the Pod. Every week, you, dear listeners, assign us movies, food, beverages, and games to try, and we, well, try them.
We'll try to stay on topic, but we're drinking.
If you have suggestions for us, you can email them to info@drunkthepod, or you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram @drunkthepod. You can listen to Drunk the Pod on iTunes, SoundCloud, or anywhere else your podcasts are found.
Cheers!
Remember, happy hour is a social construct.
All right, Michael, well, do you have a postcard for me?
I was just going to say, I have a postcard for you.
And from me.
And from you. It is from Canada, and it says Canada.
It's so Canadian.
On the back it says, "Hi, Mikey Poo. I write to you from Toronto. Holy fuckballs, the food here is amazing. You know what's not amazing? Soul-sucking David and douchebags that happen to live in Toronto." David as in the person you were supposed to meet?
No. I just tacked him on the front of Michael Langjohn or whatever I put so that it wasn't like just to you. I just wanted
to.
And then I saw that and I'm like, oh, that looks like it's part of the postcard.
Okay. Let me reread that. I was like, what did David do? You know what's not amazing? Soul-sucking douchebags that happen to live in Toronto. Also, may have made out with a Trump-supporting Canadian. #, sorry, not my finest moment. No.
I was
but he
really
was really hot. But he was really hot, and I was really drunk. With love, Curly Q.
Yep. He was really hot, but yeah, definitely not my finest moment. Oh, well. At least I didn't sleep with him.
Yeah. That would be an unforgivable curse.
I know. I'd have to get a vagina transplant. So I didn't have to live with
or
the
just
shame.
Become born again.
Yeah. I'd have to have an exorcism. All right. Well, Michael, guess what?
You were in Toronto, so that means...
You got it. All right. Let me pull them up here. So for as big of a city is that Toronto is and how much history it has, it was actually harder to find some really interesting facts. But we'll get there. All right. For your boobs. Over 1 million people descend on the village area of Toronto every June to celebrate Pride Week. Speaking of which, it was a Pride Parade today. How was that, Michael?
It was fine. We didn't actually go to the parade. It just kind of, I don't know. Once you've seen one parade, you're just like, yeah, whatever.
Right. You're like, all floats look the same. All right.
Yeah, and hot and sunny and tons of people and whatever. Like anyway.
Toronto was the first jurisdiction in North America to legalize gay marriage since 2003. Prostitution laws are hazy in Canada, so maybe you can help me hash this out. The purchase of sexual services are criminalized, but the selling of sexual services are allowed under certain conditions, if that makes any sense at all. So you can sell it, but you can't buy it.
That is very strange.
Yeah. So for your booze, in the 1850s, you didn't take the kids to Toronto Island for a good time. It was home to a rough crowd who frequented the seedy bars, brothels, and gambling joints. Toronto's first racetrack ran between Wards and Center Islands. So I guess there's like this whole chain of islands out in the harbor of Toronto. And it's like the world's largest like there's no motor vehicles on these islands. But people live there. Yeah, it's crazy. John Howard, one of the city's great benefactors, was a true Victorian eccentric. Howard gave us High Park on condition that no alcohol be consumed on the grounds. However, he continued to live on the grounds at Colburn Lodge, where he kept a full wine cellar.
What an ass.
I know. He's like sitting in his lodge, sipping his wine. He's like, oh, I can drink, but you can't.
Douchebag.
The Distillery Historic District was once the largest whiskey producer in the world.
Wow. Yeah.
And I actually like took a tour through it. Like I didn't go to any of the distilleries, but it's really cool. It's really neat. All right. For your bazaar. And first of all, I have to mention the mayor from Toronto. What was it? Rob something?
Oh God. The crackhead.
Yes. Wasn't he like caught for crack and prostitution?
And I think meth. And then he died like two years after.
Oh, really? I didn't know he died. Isn't it like his brother a politician now too?
I think so.
Like that whole family's just nuts. Okay. So the famous Canadian interjection A is actually listed in.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Doug Ford is now. A politician in Ontario and is wreaking havoc there and doing some really shitty things. Anyway,
so,
continue.
Yeah, so like that's what a lot of the Canadians were talking about. They're like, you know, he may have been a crackhead, but at least he wasn't fucking shit up. I'm like, yeah, I know that feeling. Yeah. All right. So the famous Canadian interjection A is actually listed in the Canadian Oxford Dictionary as a valid word. Hawaiian pizza was invented in Toronto. Thank you, Toronto. Love that shit. I know, the endless debate. Does pineapple belong on pizza? Yes, it fucking does.
Yes.
Shut.
Absolutely.
No discussing faces. Okay. Yonge Street is the longest street in the world, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. It's 1,896 kilometers long. Okay, but then I found it on another site. It said Factbuster. There is a myth that Yonge Street is the longest street in the world. In fact, it's only 86 kilometers long. The confusion came that the original claim latched Yonge Street onto Highway 11, which goes all the way to Minnesota, some 1,900 kilometers away.
Oh.
So it's kind of debatable if it is or is not the longest street in the world.
Uh-huh.
Okay, around 25% of Hollywood movies are actually filmed in Toronto.
Yeah.
The CN Tower, 1,815 feet tall, was the tallest freestanding structure in the world up to 2007. But
who took it away in 2007?
I want to say one of the structures in like Dubai, which would not surprise. Or is it the one in, was it Malaysia? Like they're the tallest buildings in the world now, but it's still the tallest structure in the Western world, in the Western hemisphere, I should say.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The word Toronto comes from the Mohawk phrase Takaronto, which means where trees grow in water. The coldest temperature ever recorded in Toronto was -31.3 degrees Celsius, or that's -24 degrees Fahrenheit, on January 4th, 1981. The wind chill that day was -44.7 degrees Celsius, or -48 degrees Fahrenheit. The coldest ever. I know. No, thank you. I say I want to move to Toronto. Like, I really, really do. And then I'm like, oh, shit. But I didn't visit during winter. Maybe not. The last...
Well... Yeah. I mean, it's not going to get that cold again, right? That was the coldest in the... No, it probably will get a lot worse with climate change. Yeah.
The last time the Toronto Maple Leafs won the Stanley Cup was in 1967. Still more recent than England's last World Cup win. Ooh, burn.
Wah, wah.
The King Street streetcar during rush hour downtown travels at half the speed of the top running speed achievable by a chicken.
Oh.
Yeah, one of the most frustrating but amazing facts about Toronto.
Fitz likes that.
Yeah, apparently. I might have to let him out in a second. In Toronto, it is illegal to swear in a public park.
And drink.
And drink. Well, at least in High Park. I wonder if it's illegal to be high in High Park, because marijuana is now legal in Canada. Huh. Interesting.
Not yet, actually. Not until October. Oh, it's not legal.
Yeah, people still treat it like it's legal already. yeah. Don't swear at your mother in public in Toronto. You could get arrested. So they have this thing about swearing in public, I guess.
Their delicate sensibilities.
So delicate. In Ontario, it's illegal to drive your sleigh on the highway without at least two bells attached to the harness of your horse. I have that issue daily. I don't know about you, Michael. The Westboro Baptist Church and its members are banned from entering Canada.
Yes!
So, you're lucky. In Etobicoke, Ontario, I just like that name, Etobicoke, it's illegal to have more than 3.5 inches of water in a bathtub. Wasn't?
How do you take a fucking bath?
I don't know. And I don't know why. Like, are they worried about people drowning? I don't know. It's weird. You could...
No, I mean, natural selection. Come on, guys.
I know. That's true. If you drown in a bathtub, you're doing something very wrong. you could be arrested if you drag a dead horse down Toronto's Yonge Street on Sundays. But it's fine to drag a dead horse down a street any other day of the week.
Yeah. I mean, just not God's day.
And also, how do you drag a dead horse? I mean, like, with a car, like, with a... I don't know. The logistics are blowing my mind.
Maybe they used to have, like, a Victorian Iron Man type of contest.
They would kill horses.
And people would... practice on Sundays, and then the politicians were like, this has to stop. We can't have dead horses being dragged around the city on Sundays.
Oh man. Okay. So this is my last one, and I love this, and it's so Canadian. Okay. The official phone number for Canada is 1-800-O-CANADA.
Oh, Canada.
So you guys can call Canada. I might actually have to try that. That would be fun. All right. Well, that's Toronto BBBs.
How awesome would it be to be the operator for 1-800-O-CANADA?
I know. I wonder what kind of people they get calling in.
Thank you for calling Canada. This is Michael. How can I help you?
Wait. Okay. Let's try something real quick. You can edit this out if it doesn't work.
We're sorry. Canada is currently closed. Please call back during business hours.
Like 1-800-O-CANADA. Merci d'avoir appelé 1-800-O-CANADA. Our offices are currently closed. Please call us back Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for calling. Nos bureaux sont présentement fermés. Veuillez nous rappeler du lundi au vendredi de 8h à 20h, heure de l'Est. Merci d'avoir appelé.
Well, you heard it here. Canada's closed on the weekend.
Canada is closed on the weekend.
And we only go by Eastern Time.
That was amazing. I am so glad I did that. All right. Well, I have something for you, Michael.
Bring it.
Okay. So as you all know, I was in Lloydminster for a wedding. So I asked Aja, the lovely bride, what would be the worst thing that could happen at a wedding? All right. This is what she says. So what is the worst thing that could possibly happen at a wedding? The worst thing that could possibly happen is that it doesn't happen at all.
Oh,
because aliens decided to abduct the Reverend. cacti spontaneously released pollen that gave everyone allergies. There was not a single rainbow to be seen. Every bottle of wine was only one quarter full. The confetti.
No.
The confetti were actually mini explosions, and it blew up the floor. And there was only a treasure of bread. Okay. Treasure of bread. Okay. Or the hangar is filled with 12 feet of CO2, bam, and smothered everyone under 5'2". So apparently that's the worst thing that could happen at a wedding.
There was this video we just saw on, I think it was on Tumblr. I don't remember where it was, but this woman was giving her vows. And then all of a sudden the reverend or pastor, the officiant, just like turns around and just like projectile vomits.
No.
The bride just looks at her and then continues giving her vows. Doesn't even stop to be like, oh my God, are you okay? Just like keeps going. And meanwhile, the officiant's just like throwing up behind her while she's giving her vows.
Oh no. Oh God,
thank you for not doing that, Carla.
I saved my drunken shenanigans for the next day, so
it's true.
Yeah. You're welcome. And I still didn't throw up then either, so we're fine. I just bled everywhere.
Huzzah.
I just decided to bleed at your wedding. So what else do you got for me, Michael?
I have an email from our friend Stephanie.
Yay, Stephanie.
That she has sent us through the internet, because it's an email, an electronic mail that people like to call it. Okay, so she says, hey guys, so I'm going to outline the weirdest dates I've been on recently, .. even though it doesn't compare to some of Carla's winky face.
Oh God, I know, you're telling me.
First, it was a Tinder date gone well, which is weird on its own because it's a Tinder date.
True that.
While this was all going down, I was sipping a cider, taking it all in. Second, at the bar, there was a group of drunk salespeople doing a, quote, team building, unquote, outing. These men started egging on my date to bring out his, quote, inner animal, unquote. And it only got worse once they realized it was a date.
Oh, no.
Semicolon. Like, they were absolutely trying to make us get together, to the point where they were overly enthusiastic. In line with the inner animal thing, they said, they said asked my date what his favorite animal was. He said dog. And then said he needed to make dog noises to show he's a man.
Oh, God, such fucking toxic masculinity. Gross. But continue.
The guy looked at me like, quote, please don't leave. I know this is a really weird date, but I'm uncomfortable and don't judge me, unquote.
I wonder what that look looks like. I can just imagine it.
Just like a lot of side eye. Like, oh my God.
Like that kind of like grin that you're just like, ugh, I don't know about this.
Go away.
Okay, continue.
But eventually the salespeople got to him and he let out the most hilarious barking sound. They said it wasn't good enough and said he needed to, quote, bark like he meant it, unquote. One of the guys said that if he did, he'd buy us drinks. And he did wind up barking again. And the guy bought us multiple, in italics, rounds of tequila shots. I guess what they did worked, since I wound up going back to his and saying weird stuff like, wow, your dick is smooth. And over a month later, I'm still seeing the guy. And now things being smooth and dogs have become a running joke between us. It might have been a you have to be there moment because I can't capture the energies those guys had. But I think I did okay describing it. Ha ha. XOXO Steph.
Oh, thank you, Steph. That the smooth dicks, yeah, they're a good thing.
Well, then you went on to respond, love it. Thank you, Steph. Smooth dicks are a lovely thing.
Oh, God. I'm repeating myself. I'm scared now.
And then she said, welcome. And yes, texture is highly important. Haha. You said, I mean, texture in my food is more important than penis texture, but to each their own. Stephanie then said, very true. If food has an unpleasant texture, it makes me gag, and I'd rather not gag on my food. And then you said, oh God, mind went immediately to I'd rather gag on dick. For fuck's sake, I'm single af. You said, I mean, my mind went there too.
Yeah. Gutter brain. It has set up a permanent home in the gutter. Like, P.O. box gutter. Just that's where my brain lives.
Hey, my name is Rich.
Hi, my name's Aaron.
We are hosts of a show called Learn Me Something.
A little podcast where you learn a thing or two about a thing or two.
And we teach you everything from how cannabis works to what are dreams.
Dreams? Those dreams. Are my favorite kind of podcasts.
They are. You can find us on Google Play, iTunes, or anywhere you get your podcasts every Friday.
Oh, yeah, I have something for you. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, please.
Lovely Jenna from Meet Me in the Woods. We have heard some of her crazy fucking stories before. If you remember, she's the one that woke up in Los Angeles when she was in, like, Missouri. So, and she doesn't know how I got there or how she got there. Okay. These get cray. So, strap in.
How many are there?
They're pretty short little anecdotes. Okay. She's like, did I tell you about the time I had sex in a refrigerator? I said, you definitely did not. She goes on to say, I was drunk AF and walking around the house naked, like you do, and opened the fridge to get another beer. And I was bowling balled, which I had never heard this one before. So two middle fingers in the twat and thumb in the ass like a bowling ball. And and fell into the fridge and knocked every shelf down. So we were like, fuck it, and threw everything out of it and fucked in the fridge.
Oh my god.
I also lost a bet while drunk and had to host a naked BBN party. And she goes on to say, Super Bowl. No idea what that BBN was, LOL. There was like 50 naked drunk people and the place smelled like butt sex.
Oh, no.
I had a five-day party once. Five-day party. Okay. Where everyone stayed drunk for 5 days. And somehow, three homeless bums ended up in my house and asked if they could stay after the party. So I was like, sure, if you clean the place up.
Oh. Well, that's nice of her.
Yeah. She's like, I'll think of somewhere to send y'all to. And I said, girl, you have lived. She's like, oh, those times? Nah, that's just child's play. One time, I lived in a house that had no floor, just beams you had to walk across. That was fun when I was drunk. I somehow never fell, but was too drunk to remember how I did it.
I would be dead. I would have a broken neck and a broken arm. That's not.
How does a house not have floors? I need to meet Jenna. I think I'm going on a road trip because I need to meet this person. Thank you, Jenna.
And have a tour of the floorless.
Yes. Just show me your life, Jenna. I don't need to participate. I just need to observe from the outside. All right. Well, Michael, do you have a story for me?
I have a story from Tumblr I found. And in honor of Pride from this morning.
Ooh, okay.
They say, my mom is a bartender, so I like to go down and sit by her while she is working, and naturally, I overhear a lot of interesting conversations between intoxicated people. But my favorite one was watching two older guys, probably in their 60s, watching Captain America. Here's how the conversation went. Guy one looks up at TV and sees Chris Evans. That guy is really nice looking. Guy two. Yeah, he is. Silence. Guy two. Wait. Are you gay? Guy one. Hell yeah, buddy. Since 1960, man.
Was that like the year he was born?
Maybe. Guy two. Dude, same here. High five. That's it.
Okay. Has that ever happened to you before at a bar? You go in and you're just like, oh, you're gay? I'm gay. Sweet. High five.
Can't say that it has.
Since 1960. That's so funny.
Yeah, man. I have the receipts to prove it. Here's my membership.
Oh, man. That's amazing. I love it. Thank you for that, Michael. I appreciate that.
Of course. Anytime. Speaking of 1960, is this the segment where we do drunks in history?
It is.
Okay. We have a theme song for it now. Here we go. Yay!
I love that so much. Okay. All right. So this was from Ranker.com. I'm just reading it verbatim because they wrote it better than I ever could. Our drunk in history this week is Boris Yeltsin.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. So former Russian president Boris Yeltsin is definitely the most publicly drunk world leader of the modern era, with stories of his benders making headlines worldwide. In 1994, he quote-unquote snapped and snatched a baton out of the hand of a conductor of a military orchestra in Berlin and began conducting, quote-unquote, them himself. He later wrote that the weight would lift after a few shot glasses, and in that sense of lightness, I felt as if I could conduct an orchestra. I mean, we've all been there, right?
Who hasn't tried to conduct an orchestra? I mean, in your living room, maybe not during a live performance, but
I don't think I have the audacity to do that. In 1995, Bill Clinton says Yeltsin, staying in D.C. at the Blair House, was discovered drunk in his underwear hailing a cab on Pennsylvania Avenue. Clinton said he told Secret Service agents, "We just wanted a pizza." Again, we've all been there, right?
Or maybe he's not used to the States. They must not have delivery pizza in Russia.
It's not. The stories go on and on, including a champagne-inspired rant at an event in Stockholm in 1997 about how Swedish meatballs reminded him of tennis star Bjorn Borg's face. You're on your own on that one, Boris. So, yeah, that's our drunken history, and he's still alive and doing shenanigans.
And there's a band named after him. I love you, Boris Yeltsin.
I feel like I've heard them. What kind of music is it?
Just kind of like rock, just almost punk, but not quite.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I love you, Boris Yeltsin, too. But you know, there's definitely a few people that I would love to party with. I feel like Boris Yeltsin would definitely be one of them.
I don't know if I could keep up with him.
I could not keep up. There's no way. He's like 12th vodka shot in, and I'm like, I am under the table dead.
Oh, God. Ugh. Heavens. Although Russians and like Eastern Europeans have some really delicious infused vodkas. There's this bar in Denver that has, I think it's called Red Square. They have a beet infused vodka. Ooh. And it's so good.
Oh, there was another one, a Russian bar on Colfax that had like pierogies and stuff. And they had so many infused vodkas. And they had a horseradish vodka, a pepper vodka. What else did they have? Like cucumber infused vodka. They're so delicious. I drink so much vodka there.
Kinga's? Was that what that was
Yes.
called?
Yes. Kinga's Lounge. Yeah.
Kinga's Lounge. Ah, shout out.
I don't even know if they're still open.
I don't know either, but they used to have Groupons all the time.
Oh, man.
Okay. So are you ready for Where the Fuck Am I?
Michael, where the fuck were you last week?
Let's find out. So this is the game where I describe where I am, what I've seen, what I've had to eat or drink, and you guess where the fuck I am, because I don't even know. Anyone who guesses correctly first through our social media or email will be the winner, and you'll get some delightful merch as a prize. If you don't win, though, you'll at least get a shout out. So our winner from this week, Carla. Professional.
I know.
Aunt Jeanette told me from my one hint last week, sorry everyone, that I was in Dubai, UAE. Thanks, Aunt Jeanette.
Thank you, Aunt Jeanette.
So the quick recap of my visit to Dubai. The giant garden, one of the world's biggest, was the Dubai Miracle Garden. You know, no, what am I trying to say?
Anyway, I don't know.
my brain is not working right now. Very humble.
What just
very
happened?
Humble gardens, though.
I think you just had a minor stroke.
It's every day of my life. The extensive water park with zip lines and the 9-story tall drop slide was the Atlantis Hotel / Aquaventure water park. And the touristy dinner adventure through the desert was a Dubai desert safari with a desert barbecue dinner. So tasty.
Sounds so good.
Are you ready for my new travel diary?
I'm so ready. I'm going to guess correctly this week, I promise.
Okay, we'll see about that, Carla. Okay, here we go. I have some theme music to play. Well, not theme music, it's just a song to go along with my travel diary. Do you hear that? Am I going insane? I'm freaking the fuck out, everyone! I'm standing in the midst of an opera house designed specifically for one composer and his particular acoustics by said composer.
That was amazing.
When I actually visited this place, David got really mad at me for dragging him up this hill in the pouring rain with our luggage just to see the building. And I'm pretty sure he still hasn't forgiven me to this day. And I don't really bring it up. Anyway.
Holding grudges. Okay.
Yep. Every year it becomes a perfect place to take in one of his 5-hour long epic operas. Too bad the wait list for tickets is years is long. I guess I'll settle for his personal home and museum unless I can whore myself out for a ticket.
Wink, wink, wink. Michael, alas. I would whore myself out for you so you could have that ticket. However, I do not want to go to a 5-hour long opera. I might take a long walk off a short cliff.
Well, I was reading about it. They do have hour long intermissions in between. Oh. So you actually, it's like 2-2.5 hour long plays.
Oh my God.
It's so beautiful though. Anyway, I'm getting off track. Alas, there are some pretty excellent relics from historic. Wait, where was I? Years is long. Oh, I guess I'll settle for his personal home and museum unless I can whore myself out for a ticket. Alas, there are some pretty excellent relics from historical productions from his operas. And, oh dear, the troublesome history between this composer, his descendants, and the Nazis. Yeah, I could go on to talk about reconciling the music with the man, but there's already a great documentary from Stephen Fry about that. Maybe check that out instead. He's more eloquent than I am. Perhaps less problematic is another opera house in town. This one was designed by French architect Joseph Saint-Pierre, built between 1744 and 1748, and interior decorated in a late Baroque style by Italian designer Giuseppe Galli Bibina. I don't know how to actually say his name, but
nailed
I said it,
it
with an Italian accent.
Fucking nailed it, Michael.
Now, I know you're all thinking, oh yes, Joseph and Giuseppe, love their work. But hey, we got to give credit where credit is due, even 250 years later. Anyway, Giuseppe's entire interior has been preserved throughout the years and is almost completely original, naturally making it a perfect fit on the UNESCO World Heritage List.
Ooh, fancy.
So much gold. So last but not least is my food. I'm going with a regional favorite for my meal, and I'm going to give a broken down version of what I'm eating. Otherwise, it would be just too obvious. This meal consists of pork casings stuffed with minced veal and pork back bacon, a certain baked bread product sprinkled with salt, a side of vinegar-based ground seed sauce, and a beverage made of water, a bitter flour for flavor, and germinated cereal grains. One might call it a delicious, albeit intoxicating, tea.
I'm so hungry.
Now that's my travel diary from this week. Where the fuck am I?
I have a really good idea of where you're at.
Do you know what city I'm in?
Yes, I think I do. But you're throwing me with the French architect, and then you have an Italian designer, and I mean, the only place I could think you're at is... are you in St. Petersburg, Russia?
Oh, close. They were pretty close with the Nazis, Russians.
Oh, yeah. That they were absolutely not, but okay.
And it's absolutely not St. Petersburg.
Damn it.
Nice try, Carla.
I know. I think I'm in at least the right hemisphere. So
yeah, I'd say so. Well, do you have another random question for this week?
Oh, I know. I don't. God, I suck at this.
What sport would be the funniest to add a mandatory amount of alcohol to?
Ooh, I like that. NASCAR does not count as a sport, and that would be terrible. I think something like baseball would be great. So, like, every time you got to a base, you'd have to, like, chug a beer.
Quidditch.
Ooh, people actually play that, don't they?
Yeah. It's really hard.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, do you have to run around with a broomstick between your legs? That just sounds really uncomfortable. I'm thinking, like, wood splinters and chafing and...
Well, it's more of, like, you just have to hold on to it with one hand, and you can't raise it above a certain height, just for, like, I don't know, not to hurt anyone.
So basically it's people running around with broomsticks.
Yeah. I mean, if you were flying on a broomstick, you'd have to hold on to it anyway.
Yeah.
It just can't touch the ground, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, what do you all think would be the greatest sport to add a mandatory amount of alcohol to?
Please let us know. You can tweet us or write to us. We'd love that.
Where can they write to us, Carla?
Well, Michael, besides P.O. Box Gutter, they can send mail to P.O. Box 198514, Nashville, Tennessee 37219. I did renew the mailbox for 6 months, so please, please, please write us. We do actually pay for this shit, and that way we can read your stuff on air. So you can also write us at gopostalpodcast@gmail.com. And where can they...
Did you say... The post office box was in Nashville?
Yeah.
Or did I just, like, completely space out?
I think you spaced that out.
Oh, okay. I was...
You're in, like, Strokeville over there today.
What can I say?
That's all right. I think...
It's been a long week.
I think me...
The mother-in-law was in town, and last weekend we were visiting with family, and my brain is just like...
You and me both. Oh, buddy. Oh, buddy.
So find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at Go Postal Podcast. We'd love to hear from you there. You can find our weekly hints for Where the Fuck Am I there too. And hopefully I will have two up this week. Not hopefully, I will, goddammit. I will do it.
You will. And you'll like it, Michael. You will do it and you'll like doing it.
I will love it. I will cry with happiness while I'm doing it. Anyway, that's the show for the week. Until next time, auf Wiedersehen.
Ciao.